8:16 regular meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes, 8:9, 8:16.
Second it.
Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 392, approve the execution of a contract in excess of 50 in Peabody County, YNS Technology Department Information Services.
I'll move. Second.
Any discussion on them?
I do have a question.
Yep.
I read the contract. It's for a UPS system in the jail. I don't know exactly for what systems it's used for, but I did just speak to the undersheriff, and I asked him, obviously, that the jail has a massive generator. Mm-hmm. So these UPS systems are probably going to function in a fashion to bring down the computer systems gracefully if either the generators don't go on or in place of an electrical surge that the generator is going to produce when it first comes on, these things regulate it. But
Carl, you're right. Okay. I actually spoke with Sylvia about that. It's exactly what this is for.
But now my next question is sort of unrelated, but I think it's kind of serious. Last Friday, the county office building, everyone was down.
Oh,
the computer system was down.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a physical server. Mm-hmm. And we're spending a lot of money to upgrade our servers to virtual servers. And I think that, I don't know what the plans are for the county, but this county office building, including the clerk of the legislature, can't be down for an entire day because a hard drive went on a physical server.
Can a county attorney be down for the hard day?
Right. Everybody in the entire building. That's a serious,
I was on the phone.
I didn't make it to the Economic Development Committee meeting because I wanted to bring it up, only because you can't put all our eggs in one basket. If it happened a day earlier, we wouldn't have had our resolutions out because Vicki's resolutions are on the same computer that crashed. So just something to think about. And the financial department?
I had payroll to start.
Right. No payroll, no nothing.
Not to pay, just to start.
So I think we should virtualize all the, virtualize the servers that we have in here and get off of physical. But other than that.
Any other questions on 392? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Just a question on 363. Actually, it's not on our agenda, but I would say that it does have a financial impact. I mean, it's the proposition that's being submitted. We're going to find a new location of family court. I know it's just put it on the ballot, but it does have a financial impact.
Why wouldn't you?
It has a huge financial impact.
Excuse me?
Have you voted on that already, Mr. Chairman?
This is a different one, Mr. Goldman.
Well, the rules meets on Monday.
No, it's already been petitioned to discharge. It goes straight to the floor.
That's right. Yeah, that's why. It's been petitioned to discharge.
It goes right to the floor.
I don't know the number, but I know we spent. Because I don't think we've gotten all the final bills yet.
That's
fine. Well, I like to go on record at the least myself, and I'm sure most of the majority of ways and means would like to be a sponsor. So someone would like to make a motion to. Yeah. Can't do it? Okay, can't do it. All right.
You can always do it next week.
Do it next week at the meeting or next week at our regular meeting? Okay, don't want to do it. All right, 393. Approving the execution of a contract, amending, causing the contract to be in excess of 50.
No,
second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, but say aye.
Aye.
94. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 for the County by NICOM, the Department of Probation.
NICOMCO. Got to practice NICOMCO.
You know what I meant.
Okay.
All right.
I'll move it.
Move second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
395, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 in Peabody County, Ashley Mechanical, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
396, approving the execution of contract necklace 50 by Jane and Jay Treework, Department of Public Works. Move it.
Second. How many ash trees are we talking about?
Oh, it's in the schedule. Forest. It's in the Schedule A, Carl, and I'm talking about.
If there were good ash trees, it'd be worth a lot of money.
Well, fortunately, the bugs are eating them.
Okay.
By the way, no.
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
397, yes.
Mr. Engel has a, yes. There's a response to legislative
table portfolios. A, which is page 18, total number of trees is 553.
Now, are these on just public property?
They're along the shoulder?
Shoulder of the road.
Right away.
And they're only on the shoulder of the roads where there's no electrical line.
Where the trees aren't going through an electric line, or
the will be
gone.
These are just taking down the ones that have no electrical
trees
line.
That would look like this.
All right, resolution 397, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 by
NICOMCO,
Department of Public Works. Moved by.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
398, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000. Everybody County, Lexipol LLC, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
399, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the amount to be in excess of $50,000. Everybody County, Assets Works LLC, Department of Information Services.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
400. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50, entered by the County, Tyler Technologies, Department of Information Services.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
401. Approving the execution of a contract amendment of excess of 50, entered by the County, Kathleen Dittes, Escort. Say it right?
Dittes.
What did I say? Dittes.
Dittes.
Office of the Agent.
Dittes. It's Dittes.
This is move. Let's move it first.
All right. I'll second.
Second.
I'll
discussion. Second. Discussion was this is the money that we approved that we didn't go out to outside council. We're doing it in-house, correct?
No, it's a contract.
Last year,
it's
contract. The legislature added $15,000 to the services at the Office for the Aging.
Yep.
This contract combined, there's two attorneys that do this work at the department. This combines the contract, they work at the same law firm, and then adds the additional $15,000.
Luke Klein needs to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is the money that we budgeted that we didn't go up to.
Essentially, that's what
the additional
right.
15
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Made it over 50.
Mostly
any
they
discussion?
Deal with wills.
Yes.
And offer some legal advice.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion in that roll call? All in favor say aye.
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 Amending to 402, amending the Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Alcohol Substance Abuse Services for
it's 0.2%.
Oh,
there you go. 0.2%.
Back in.
Cost of living adjustment. Firm. Move second. Guess I come up to $1,345, huh? A lot of money. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
405. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with New York State Unified Court System for Court's Attendance Contract for the period April 1st, 2016 to March 31st.
Second.
And then Ulster County Budget Sheriff's Department. Move second. Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
406. Appropriating funds from urgent revenues to the urgent auto repairs line. Amending 2016 Ulster County Budget County Sheriff.
Move. Second.
Any discussion? Not roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
407, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter an interministerial agreement with the County of Monroe for security for Ulster County Inmate Board at Rochester Psychiatric Center Forensic Unit.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
408, approving the memorandum of agreement between the Ulster of County of Ulster, the Ulster County Sheriff, and the Ulster County Sheriff's Employees Association, amending the 2016 Ulster County budget.
No.
Second. Two and two? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yep.
Any discussion? No discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
409, authorizing the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept redemption offers relative to payment of real property taxes in 2014 in REM. Foreclosure proceedings.
Move it.
Second.
No comment?
It starts our foreclosure process.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye.
410, accepting the counting of unpaid school taxes for 2016-17 school year, directing payments to school districts and directing re-levy pursuant to real property tax law, Department of Finance.
Move. Second.
Now we vote this down, we can't do this, right?
Well, this allows us to collect school taxes till November 18th.
Which is a couple of weeks right after the...
Yes, after the deadline in the schools, normally it's like October 31st, November 1st, November 2nd, depending on the school district.
So that's unpaid school taxes from 3 years ago?
No, this year. Yes,
oh, this year.
This year. It allows me to collect until they're re-levied on the town. So it allows us to collect for a couple of weeks before it's re-levied.
And you're collecting from private homeowners?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, yeah.
For real estate transactions.
Well, why not? Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure.
It's a courtesy and it's a good thing, because once it's re-levied, there's additional penalties and interest. So.
And they aren't, it's pretty steep.
And I also need time to get it on the tax roll. So I can't go to December 1st.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Resolution 413, establishing a policy provides for tick removal kits, information signed about self-monitoring for tick, and informational plan fence about Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. Move.
Mr. Chairman, move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion.
So, Mr. Chairman, I wrote this pretty much myself with a little bit of amendments from Clerk Fabella. Essentially, right now, I had communication with Ken Cornell and the executive's office. In last year's budget, they allocated approximately $5,000 for 2,000 Lyme tick removal kits. Mm-hmm. They had some in-house volunteer work that actually put the kits together. Any of the signage that they got for the trailheads, they pretty much got from like informational conferences. There used to be a stream of funding that came for like educational awareness programs that dried up, but there's more funding that's become recently available by the New York State Senate with some legislation that was passed. So I don't know if for next fiscal year 2017 that might be applicable, that there might be grant money to go after. But essentially, there's no policy that's set in place, so it's not like my resolution is duplicity. You know, and not needed. Essentially, the way that I wrote this, I followed the language of the charter, and I'm calling for it to be under the supervision and the evaluative expertise of the Commissioner of Health, who makes the decisions on how many Lyme disease tick removal kits we need, what type of literature we need. And the language in here, I specifically wrote about with the proliferation of the rail trail coming up. I think it's important that we have proper signage. We're going to be having, thousands more tourists coming in for the rail trail. So essentially, I'm not telling the county executive or the commissioner about how many Lyme disease kits they have to provide. I'm not telling them how many signs they have to provide. I'm just stating that it should be a policy and that there was a second resolve that my colleague in the healthcare committee, Legislator Belfiglio, I had suggested early on that perhaps, you know, I mentioned something about seeking like some private sponsorship, like kind of analogous to the idea I threw out to the county executive's office about sponsorship of the electric charging stations for the vehicles, and they decided it was a good idea and implemented it. But there's been Clerk Fabella wasn't sure if that was something that should or shouldn't be in there. I don't see her in the room, but maybe council could make a comment on that.
Comment on what, Mr. Allen?
The second resolve paragraph, resolve that the Commissioner of Health and the County Executive seek a partial private partnership.
How do you do that? I mean,
okay, so
it's really, I think contract is a better word. In fact, you were
okay
contemplating that, but how do you do that is right.
Okay, so
Here was my idea, is that, you know, a tick removal kit is in a little plastic sleeve or whatever, and Health Alliance or Institute for Family Health, maybe they wouldn't mind sharing the expenses and then putting their logo on the, you know, so I don't know if that's a contract. To me, it's a private-public partnership because they're paying for these tick removal kits. Because if you go out to contract, it kind of sounds like we're trying to make money off of these healthcare agencies, whereas if you offer it as a private-public partnership, you're giving them the opportunity to pay for half the of the cost of this, and then they get their logo on the thing. I mean, that seemed a little more easier to digest than to seek out funding, you know, from private healthcare corporations.
Budget,
advertise on these things. So I don't know.
Tracy, then we'll ask either one of those two.
I think it's an important initiative. We're ground zero for Lyme disease. My daughter had Lyme disease when she was two, so most of us have personal connections with this. I worry when we start, and it's come up a lot. You bring up the fleet management. Jim brought up the buses that you brought up as well. It's like we keep talking about private funding of important public initiatives. When that's fine, we're all stressed for budget, but it starts to be a slippery slope. I don't think it needs to be in the resolution. The executive's office is gonna look to make it work within the budget. But the reality is, I don't think we always have to seek out a private public partnership for things that we know are the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. That's my two cents.
I mean, I would move to strike the resolve out of there. I think I have the votes to get it through the committee. I've spoken to individual members, so I just I had the idea too, but Clerk Fabella thought it was better if I didn't have that language in there in my first draft of the resolution, so I didn't put it in. And then my colleague in the healthcare committee brought it up, and he said that his vote was contingent on the language being in there. So we put it in there for the healthcare committee. So, I think the idea has been presented. There's members of the county executive's office here today, and I'm sure that they'll seek the grant monies that are available. And if we can. If somebody ends up, you know, having their logo on the front of the Lyme disease ticks, and it results in more Lyme disease ticks being dispersed throughout the county, then that's a good thing.
We don't want more Lyme disease.
Why do we have to direct any of this? The county exec, I'm sure, has the knowledge to go out and try to fund this in the way that they seem doable
so
in any way.
I want to move to strike that.
You want to delete the result?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So to vote on the resolution.
What's that?
I'm more comfortable with that strip.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Bert, you have any comments on the budget?
Exactly. They're not directing.
I know. It recommends. I see. It
I know
says
Ken,
recommends.
Is kind of in charge of the health department. We have funding in the budget for this. And I know there's 2,000 kits that we purchase. I don't know if it's annually, Ken, or...
No, I think that, I'm trying to look at the...
But the policy is...
I understand where the legislative is going. Listen, we all recognize that Lyme disease is something that is an important public health issue here in the Hudson Valley, particularly in Ulster County. We have health educators at the department that do Lyme disease training. They provide education, as part of that, I see that it's a legislator providing the policy guidance that they want to make sure that educational programming continues. I think that, state money went away some time ago for materials. Mm-hmm. And we're a creative bunch here in the county executive's office. And, we pieced together, I think, a pretty nice educational package. We were able to get quite a bit of signage free from the state health department that we distributed not only in every county trailhead we could identify, but we shared those materials with the towns. And if you go to the different trails, you'll see the state-sponsored signs. We were able to facilitate that. The brochures we've acquired through the CDC and others, we built some in-house materials. With regard to the tick kits, again, they're not the be-all and end-all. They're really an educational tool. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I don't see a tick kit in every pot, and we're not going to, And they're used as an educational tool. We buy a supply of them every so often. We just this past year purchased a very large quantity. We work with a local school that the schools like to help out. They help us assemble the kits for our use. That's part of an educational package as well for the children. And so I'm more comfortable without the result. I don't think we require any additional money than what we already allocated in the budget this year. We haven't finalized the executive budget, but I believe there's enough resources in there for us to get any educational materials we need. But I'm not opposed to a recognition that it's important programming and it's something that the that the commissioner continue and be supportive of that.
Yeah, no, I myself am suffering from Lyme disease. It came back on me again. I've had it over 8 years and it keeps coming back on me. But, you know, I just think with the proliferation of the rail trail, we're going to have, you know, hundreds of miles of more, you know, usable trails. And you know, that's going to be amped up pretty soon, the next year or two. And I think it's important that, you know, that this is a policy that so its continuance is assured. And the way that I wrote the resolution is, you know, it gives the authority, like vested in the charter, for the discretion of how many kits and what types of informational signs are needed to the Commissioner of Health. So that's the way it should be.
All right, so you're basically, you want to take the last resolve out.
Yes, sir. And second, strike the second resolve and then leave the rest of the resolution back.
So we need to do the
third
form.
Yes.
TJ?
I'm sorry.
Third resolve.
It says resolved that it be included in the 2017 budget. Maybe I'm misreading it, or I don't
That's
see
the it. Second one. Yeah, we're talking about the third one. I screwed
I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
What I don't see is where it says it goes on yearly. It just says it should be in next year's budget. It doesn't say we have to do anything in 2018.
Your budget's only good for 1 year.
Yeah, we can get it.
Right. Okay. Well, no, but I mean, Chris is talking about
a policy
making sure that it occurs annually.
Now, see, Vicky said that.
This does not say that. So.
Well, you it says that we're going to continue this. Correct.
The result is recommended funding of the policy, including the 2017 county executive's but recommended budget.
Right.
That's what it says. It doesn't say anything else.
But we don't have authority to do 2018, 19, and 20.
Well, why don't we have authority to say that this is a policy that should be in effect?
Because next year you put it in the budget and you vote yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying we have policies that are in effect that last forever, so why can't we say that this is a policy that goes...
You have a policy that states you're going to have it forever. The question is, do you have the funding to pay for it?
Well,
and that's what you have to do on a yearly basis. You can't fund 2018's
okay,
this year.
And maybe I'm mixing apples and oranges, but this says it's funded for next year. What I'm saying is, shouldn't this resolution policy say that this particular item will be funded in other budgets? Can we say that?
You don't need to.
Okay.
You don't need to.
Right. So,
and you can't say that it's going to be funded in other budgets because...
Erica, okay, so we know we have it for at least a year.
Hold on, Erica has the floor, please.
Well, I would just recommend, Mr. Chairman, that you take out the second resolved and you just have the policy.
Right.
And then with that policy, when you set forth the policy, it's up to the executive to enforce the policy, and so what the executive will be doing, taking this policy and then making provisions for it in his budget thereafter. That's how we roll.
All right, I'll move to strike out the second resolve too.
Okay, cool. So you're taking out the two resolves, the second and third resolve.
Yes, sir.
All right, Trace, you want to say anything?
That's what I was going to say. Okay. I was going to say that the first resolve sets the policy.
Yeah. Vicky had said it's kind of implicit, like once you write a resolution like this setting a policy, that it would go in continuance and perpetuity, and that I was just having some specificity in there with that second resolve about funding for it.
All right. So you want to take the two resolves out, the second and third one? Second to that, please.
I'll second it because I actually with the second resolved out, it softens the blow because I felt that it was telling the county executive to spend this money, even though we don't know how much money they were going to spend, and I figured if we were going to spend the money, try to get a private partnership included in it. So I'm good with that. I'll second it. It's a policy.
Any other discussion? Are all in favor on the two resolves?
Aye.
On the resolution with the two resolves deleted.
Aye.
Moved.
I'll move.
Moved. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. 213 we just did, correct? New business. We have a budget schedule that everyone has a copy of. The tentative budget schedule, proposed schedule. Could it be altered? This is guidelines we're going to go through. Don requested legislative appropriation requests for contract agencies, correct?
Everybody's been contacted. They have a deadline of September 31st.
September 31st.
30th.
30th?
There's no 30th. There's not 31 days in September.
Excuse me.
He's testing us. Checking, make sure we're
right. You guys are on top of it.
And all, in your packet, you have the different reports, the budgetary transfers, the new hirees, the revenue budgets, expense budget. And we have a new addition to our staff, our county staff, at the county B's office. Her name is Marie Bing. She's right over here. Would you like to say a couple words about yourself, Marie? We welcome you aboard. And
okay. I'm a lifelong resident of Saugerties. I'm an attorney. My Woo-hoo! Family has several attorneys.
You know, I threw people at the meeting.
That's fine.
I'm very
Please
happy
do.
To be part of the staff. It seems like a good group of people.
You don't know us.
I'm not talking about you.
No. She's talking about B's office.
You don't know her.
She does.
Okay. All right. Any old business? If not, a motion. Well, one other thing, just so everybody's well aware, this year's budget is going to be pretty challenging. Kenny Zek has called me numerous times already and been asking me different things, and the budget's not even finalized yet. I know there's some very high costs of some things we probably don't have control over. So we're going to have to look at this budget very closely and see what we can do, what we can't do, by hopefully containing our costs so that the taxpayers are not going to be hurt by any tax increase, so, or a very minimal tax increase. So just keep that along the lines when we go through the process.
And that's why certain things that come up through the year should be brought up at budget time and not throughout the year. Yeah. That being said, Chairman, motion to adjourn.
You said it very well. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.